Good morning, Kansas City, and welcome to our Kansas City Christian Faith Center radio broadcast. This is Dr. Michelle McIntosh, First Lady of this church. Pastor John McIntosh and I thank you for joining us today and trust that this time together will be a blessing to all our listeners. And if you like what you hear, please invite your loved ones to tune in as well. Our church continues to meet every Sunday by way of teleconferencing until we find a permanent church sanctuary. Please join us every Sunday afternoon from 2 p.m. to 3:30 p.m. via freeconference.com. Our call-in number is 605-313-4834, and the access code is 997-020#. You may also obtain this call-in information on our website at kccfc.net. One more important announcement. Spiritual warfare is real and constant. If you want clear, godly instructions on how to be victorious, spirit, soul, and body, you need to buy my book titled Prayers That Reach the Throne of God. You may purchase my book on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, or visit our website at kccfc.net. This God-inspired teaching on prayer will give you the understanding on how to pray effectively against Satan and his demonic assignments. Now, the next voice you hear will be that of Pastor John McIntosh.
Good morning, family. This is Pastor John McIntosh from Kansas City Christian Faith Center, where we love people, live victoriously, spirit, soul, and body. And let me welcome you to our radio broadcast. And please remember these words from the book of John, chapter 8, verses 31 and 32. Then Jesus said to those Jews who believed him, "If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Amen. Well, praise God for the opportunity and the privilege to share with you the living word of God. Amen. Family, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the privilege and the honor to gather around your word. It is our sincere desire to know you more personally, so we may serve you more faithfully. We invite the Holy Spirit in to think through my mind and speak through my lips the wisdom, knowledge, understanding, and the truth of the only true and living God. I pray for everyone within the sound of my voice that their ears are open to hear and their hearts to receive the uncompromising word of God. Satan, we rebuke you and all your demonic demons and render your powers null and void. And you cannot stop anyone from receiving what they came for today. This we ask in the mighty name of your Son, Jesus the Christ, the anointing one, we pray. Shalom, shalom. Amen. Well, praise God. We're going to continue our teaching on the subject, disobedience, understanding disobedience and its consequences. Once again, disobedience, understanding disobedience and its consequences. Now, this particular message the Holy Spirit gave me, and it's not for the world. It's for the body of Christ, because the body of Christ has been disobedient. And we want to understand, why is that? Why would an almighty God that came that we might have life and that we may have life more abundantly and to the fullest, why are Christians disobedient? So if you have your Bibles, please open them to the book of Proverbs chapter 22. And by the way, all scriptures that I read today will be from the Amplified Study Bible. Amen. All right, Proverbs chapter 22, and let's begin reading at verse number 6. And it says, "Train up a child in the way he should go, teaching him to seek God's wisdom for his will, his abilities, and talents. Even when he is old, he will not depart from it. So the Word of God is telling us to train our children. So we have to train them beginning at a very young age. And that word train is a very interesting term because it simply means to make one do. It means to make one do. So when they are mature in age, they would not depart from the teaching that has been instilled in their lives and their abilities and talents. The Bible tells us that foolishness is in the heart of a child. Let's go to Proverbs 22, please. I mean, you're there. So let's go to verse number 15. And it says, foolishness is bound up in the heart of a child. So that's one reason why you must train them. You must make them. Because children are naturally curious. And that foolishness can cause them to be disobedient at times in making decisions contrary to God's word. Amen. To make decisions contrary to God's word, but with the proper training, although they might stray for a moment, their training will direct them back to the word of God. Amen. Now, before we continue with our teaching from last week, let's do a little review. Because we always have new people on the line, and we don't want them to just get caught in the middle of our teaching. So please turn to the book of 1 Timothy chapter 6. 1 Timothy chapter 6. And we're discussing why are Christians disobedient to the word of God. 1 Timothy chapter 6. We're going to read verse number 12. It says, fight the good fight of faith in the conflict with evil. It says, fight the good fight of faith. Now, it's a good fight because we've already won this fight. We just have to stand on the word of God in order for us to continue to be successful in the things of God. So we're in a fight. But it's not a physical fight. It's not a fight where you are physically in combat with another person or an opponent. But it is a fight for your faith. Satan is after your faith. It is a demonic fight being fought in the spiritual realm. Amen. Let me repeat that again. Our fight is not a physical fight against flesh and blood or against another person physically. It is a fight for your faith, and it has been raised or staged in the spiritual realm. Satan is after your faith, and if he can get you, listen, if he can get you to yield to his temptations, his means of deception, using thoughts, ideas, or suggestions, he will continue until he eventually wears you down and you fall victim to his schemes. And when that happens, then disobedience is sitting at your door. And Satan has demanded permission to shift you as weak. So it's important that your faith remains strong, committed to the word of God. Amen. In every area of your life. Amen. Now let's go to the book of Ephesians chapter 6. Ephesians chapter 6. And we're going to read verses 11 and 12. Because the word of God tells us how we can combat this attack in our lives. Amen. So number one, we're in a faith fight and we have an adversary. And most Christians don't realize that we have an adversary. And that adversary is the devil. And so we have to learn through the word of God that we have mechanisms that we can use to protect us from Satan and his demonic demons. So Ephesians chapter 6, and we're going to read verses 11 and 12. And it says, put on the full armor of God, for his precepts are like the splendid armor of a heavily armed soldier, so that you may be able to successfully stand up against all the schemes and the strategies and the deceits of the devil. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, contending only with physical opponents, but against the rulers, against the powers, against the world forces of this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of wickedness in the heavenly or the supernatural places. So we see here that God is telling us to put on the full armor of God. Amen. The full armor of God. And one thing that I did notice in this scripture, he never told us to take it off. So once we put it on, we need to keep it on all our lives. And that full armor of God is the word of God. Our enemy, as the scripture tells us, is not flesh and blood. Our enemy is not human, but is demonic, that operates in the spiritual world. Let's identify what the Bible calls our adversary. Let's identify them. Because the word tells us in John 10:10, it says, the thief does not cometh except to kill, steal, and destroy. So let's identify who this thief is. So when he comes in this disguises, because he comes in a lot of disguises, and so we have to be ready for whatever disguise he comes with. You know, he thinks it's Halloween. Amen. But it's not. Amen. We got a plan for him. So let's go to the book of John chapter 12. And let's see what the Bible calls our adversary. John chapter 12, beginning with verse number 31. And it says, now judgment is upon this world. The sentence is being passed. Now the ruler of this world, Satan, will be cast out. So we see here that our adversary, by the Bible, is called the ruler of this world. He says he will be cast out. Amen. So please go to the book of Luke, the book of Luke, and let's look and see what they mean about this adversary being cast out. So let's go to Luke chapter 4, and we're going to look at verses 5 and 6. Again, that's Luke chapter 4, and we're going to look at 5, 6, and 7. And it says, then the devil, taking him up on a high mountain, showed him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. And the devil said to him, now, who said to who? He says, and the devil said to him, to Jesus, he says, all this authority I will give you and your glory, for this has been delivered to me, and I give it to whom I wish. Therefore, if you worship before me, all will be yours. But I want to highlight something to show you. He says, all this has been delivered to me. So he is the ruler of this world because this was given to him because of man's disobedience in the garden. Amen. So he's called the ruler of this world. Now let's go to the book of Ephesians chapter 2. Again, that's Ephesians chapter 2. And let's look at another name for our adversary. Ephesians 2, verse 2, and it says, in which you once walked, you were following the ways of the world, influenced by this present age, in accordance with the prince of the power of the air, which is Satan, the spirit who is now at work in the disobedience, the unbelieving, who fight against the purpose of God. So another name for our adversary is the prince of the power of the air, which is Satan. Amen. You know, Satan works through the airways. You remember, the scripture tells us faith comes by hearing. And we hear it through the airways. We hear it through our ear gates. And so what we hear through the airwaves can affect your faith. Amen. So he's called the prince of the power of the air. Now go to 2 Corinthians chapter 4. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. And we're going to read verse number 4. What we're doing, we are identifying some of the names of our adversary. Because if you don't know who your adversary is, then you would not be able to stand against him. You would not have a defense against him. Amen. 2 Corinthians 4, verse 4. And it says, among them, the god of this world, Satan, has blinded the minds of the unbelieving to prevent them from seeing the illuminating light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God. So we see here he's also called the god of this world. The god of this world. And what he's doing, he's coming with lies that has blinded the minds of the unbeliever. Amen. And he will attempt to try to change the mind of the believer. Amen. So we got to understand who this character is. So he is the god of this world. And finally, let's go to Revelation chapter 12. Revelation chapter 12, verse number 10. And it says, then I heard a loud voice in heaven saying, now the salvation and the power and the kingdom, the dominion, the reign of our God and the authority of his Christ has come. For the accuser of the believing brothers and sisters has been thrown down. At last, he who accuses them and keeps bringing charges of sinful behavior against them before our God day and night. So he's also identified as the accuser of the brethren. And that's what he does. He attempts to accuse the brethren of lies and other things against the believer. Amen. So the prince of this world, the ruler of the kingdom of the air, the god of the age, and the accuser of the brethren, better known as the devil, he's our enemy. He's our adversary. Amen. So another reason why I believe that believing Christians are disobedient, because they don't recognize they have an adversary, or they're not strong enough in the faith to fight off his attacks. He is the master of deception, which appeals to our desires and lusts, which will cause or tempt you into disobedience. Turn to the book of Titus, chapter 3. Titus, chapter 3. And we're going to read verse 3. And it says, for we who once were foolish, without knowledge, disobedient, deceived, enslaved to various sinful desires, passions, and desires, spending and wasting your time in malice and envy, hateful, and hating one another. So Titus 3 kind of really sums it up. It says, for we were once foolish. That means past tense. We were once foolish. And we were foolish without knowledge, disobedient, deceived, enslaved to various sinful desires or passions and pleasures. We were spending and wasting our life in malice and envy. We were hateful against everything and hateful against one another. But guess what? Satan also knows that you were once foolish and that you were once without knowledge and that you were once disobedient, deceived, enslaved to various sinful desires, passion, and pleasures, spending and wasting your life in malice and envy, hateful and hating one another. And the things that you desire or the things that you lust for, the things that enslave you into various sinful desires, passions, and pleasures, the things that cause you to spend and waste your life in malice and envy, hateful and hating one another, that's the area that Satan will attempt to attack you in, because that is where you're weakest and cause you to be disobedient. Those same areas that you were once foolish, that's where he's going to attack you. That is why you cannot give Satan any place. You cannot give him any place. Turn in your Bibles to the book of Ephesians chapter 4. Ephesians chapter 4. See, anytime you give Satan an inch, well, he's going to take a mile. Ephesians 4, 27. And it says, "And do not give the devil an opportunity to lead you into sin by holding a grudge or nurturing anger or harboring resentment or cultivating bitterness." So we are not to give Satan any place in our lives. I don't care if it's family members, your husband, your wife, whoever it might be. We are not to give him any place. We have to understand that behind many of the conflicts, the temptations, the struggles in life, there is a deeper spiritual reality. Amen. The devil and his forces are working to spread lies and to promote sin and oppose the kingdom of God. However, amen, the body of Christ, the Christians, we are not left unguarded. God has provided us with spiritual armor to strengthen and stand firm against Satan. And that is his word. He has left us his word, the Bible. Amen. Yes, we have an adversary, one who actively opposes the will of God. He doesn't try to hide his trickery, but he does use deception. Please go to the book of 1 Peter chapter 5. 1 Peter chapter 5. And we're going to read verses 8 and 9. And this is what the word of God tells us to do. It says, "Be sober or well-balanced and self-disciplined. Be alert and cautious at all times." And it says at all times, not only on Monday and Wednesdays, but all times. The enemy of yours, the devil, our adversary, he prowls around like a roaring lion, fiercely hungry, seeking someone to devour. So he's constantly there, walking to and fro the earth, looking who he might destroy. But resist him. Be firm, strong in your faith against attacks, rooted, established, immovable, knowing that the same experiences of suffering by your brothers and sisters throughout the world, you do not suffer alone. So those same attacks that he uses on you, well, guess what? He attempts to use them on me. Those same deceptions that he uses on you, he attempts to use it on me. So it's nothing new under the sun in regards to Satan and all his deception. He conceives himself as a lion, the king of the jungle, but he's not king of this jungle. Amen. But in essence, he is not, but disguises as one, which is why you must be level-headed, alert, and cautious at all time, because you never know what level of deception or trickery Satan may pull out of his bag to trap you. You must understand, every level of faith that you go in, there's a new devil. Amen. So every level that you grow in your faith, there's a new devil. There's a new adversary there that's even more deceptive and demonic as the one you just got victory over. And you have to understand that. That's why the scripture tells us to study. To study. We have to study. So when we do study, we are prepared for whatever devil is at that next level. Amen. Have you wondered why God has told us to study and to spend yourself in the Word of God to show yourself approved, a workman, tested by trial, who has no reason to be ashamed, rightly handling and skillfully teaching the Word of God? It's because of the adversary, and he knows every level that you go, there's a new devil. And so, family, we can overcome all this deception and all this foolishness. We just have to stand on the Word of God. Well, family, thank you for joining us this week, but join us next week when we continue our teaching on deception. Amen. Understanding it and its consequences. Until then, remember these words from 2 Corinthians 5:7, for we walk by faith, not by sight.
Thank you for sharing this time with us. And if this message has been a blessing to you, please consider supporting this ministry with a financial offering. You may send your tax-deductible gift to Kansas City Christian Faith Center at P.O. Box 171431, Kansas City, Kansas 66117, or visit our website at kccfc.net and give online. Until next Wednesday morning, we love you and confess in faith that you will live in victory, spirit, soul, and body. In Jesus' name, amen.